Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, October 15th. It is 5:30. Welcome. This half hour just for you guys who are up early with us. I saw a lot of you guys on the roads this morning. It's a cold one out there. My car said 55 degrees and I was like, huh? What is happening? So yeah, definitely some fall in the air, a little bit of rain on my part of town yesterday. Did you get any rain?
No, but I got a ton of wind.
Yeah, there's some wind out there too. Yeah.
The winds were messing me up yesterday, not gonna lie. I could not sleep. I don't know if I'm sick or if I just need to go back to sleep after the show. It was a rough one last night for me.
What happened? Just like sleep-wise, or you're just not feeling good, or what?
Yeah, it's like, I think because the winds, like, they bring in all the dust and stuff, so I'm trying to figure out if it's allergies or a cold. But last night, like, my throat was super dry. I kept getting up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, okay, I'm drinking tons of water. I have my humidifier on. All the windows are closed, but, you know, those winds are so strong, all the dust and stuff is still bringing everything up in the air. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just figure it out later. Let's just get through the show.
I'm sorry. That really sucks. And especially just like midweek, you're like, oh, I still have a couple days of work to go. It's not like, you know, but if you're not feeling good, let me know. Like, get out of here.
I think I'm going to take some Dayquil, drink a lot of water. If in a couple hours I'm getting worse, I'll let you know, but I'm going to tough it out.
Yeah, that's it's always nice to have someone to look forward to. Like, oh, at least after this I can go home and sleep or something like that. You don't have anything scheduled for today?
I have a dermatology appointment later.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I have a skin appointment later too.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
It's not dermatology. I'm getting a microneedling done.
Hey,
yeah,
cool.
So I'm really excited about that.
With microneedling, the post procedure, how is that, by the way?
So I usually do something called nano needling, which it doesn't get in as deep. With the microneedling, it's like an actual needle, so this first time I'm doing it.
Okay.
So it really, like, sometimes like blood can be drawn, and so then the product you put in and it stimulates collagen and all this. So the short answer is I don't know. I will tell you tomorrow or tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, but she did say, you know, expect some redness. You're gonna have, you know, a little bit of sensitivity. She goes, it usually lasts like 48 hours and then you should be good to go. And I was like, that's fine. I got nothing. I have to like be on camera for or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I'm all good there.
How was your night last last night?
It was good. It was good. It was, we watched the Dodgers game. My husband is all into the baseball season because his team is still in it. So we watched some of that. Made dinner last night, and that was pretty much it. I was trying to find what was my something cool that happened yesterday. Like every day I try to say something cool is going to happen today. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, what was it? What was the cool thing that happened to me yesterday? We're planning a trip to New York during the holidays, and yesterday we bought tickets to see Harry Potter and the Lost Child?
Yeah, on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Oh my God.
So I was very excited about that. I'm so looking forward to going. I haven't been to New York. Oh, and The Cursed Child. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I haven't been to New York in such a long time. And so I'm really, really excited about that. So yeah, we got our tickets and we're all set, ready to go for that.
Oh, that's so exciting. Being in New York for the holidays, have you done that before?
Never. I only have gone in like during the summer. September I've gone, and I think I went once in March. I've never been during the holidays.
It is absolutely amazing, but also absolutely crazy at the same time.
I feel like New York is always crazy though. So yeah. I prepared for that, but I'm so excited to see, you know, all the holiday stuff that goes on. So that was like the kind of cool thing that happened to me yesterday. I think I know your kind of cool thing. You met Mickey Mouse yesterday.
I sure did. I did my oh boy impression in front of him.
It was so cute.
He was so sweet. They're promoting their 70th celebration at Disneyland, and they're coming into the studio, and we just had like a cute little fun press conference. And I just love watching Disney characters. It's as if like they're just so well like responsive in the way that their body language is. And I was just watching Mickey talk to other people, but really not talking. You know what I mean? Like just his
body language. Yeah, they're really talented. I mean, Mickey is very talented.
Yeah, Mickey is very talented. He's just so spunky and fun. But yeah, that was my cool thing yesterday.
Well, we've got a lot of cool stuff happening on the show this morning, so we hope you guys stick around. Coming up just after 6 o'clock, we are going to have tickets for you to see Magic in concert. They're coming to town. Going to be at the Westgate. And not only do we have those tickets for you, but we are going to hook you up with passes into our Verizon Sound Space with Magic. We're going to have a meet and greet, a Q&A. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to invite you here for that. So that is shortly after 6 o'clock, right at 7:30, the Mega Minute for Cyndi Lauper tickets, her residency coming to town at Caesars. That is on the way, but let's do it. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. Are my blinds shut, or is it so dark outside?
It's so dark outside. Like, I think that they might be open.
Someone shut my blinds.
Aww.
That's so weird. Who was in here?
Do you always leave your blinds open?
They're
before
always
you leave?
Open. I was just like, gosh, why is it so dark outside? And then I just realized, oh yeah, someone actually shut. Oh, you know what? It was yesterday when I told our promotions director, Micah, that Mickey needed a place to put on his outfit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I said, if you need to go in my studio, you can feel free. And I'm sure Mickey closed the blinds so no one can see him.
Mickey, we don't want to see Mickey in his, undergarments.
I've been sitting here in the dark wondering, like, why is it so dark out there? I don't even see a single light in there.
You're you're not missing out on much. It's so dark out there.
It is so dark, but we are really excited about the show today. So much going on. You know, what we need to do is find our teacher of the month. You know, it's that time of the year, the month, where we look for our Mercedes in the Morning teacher of the month. You guys sent in so many great nominations, and we have those now. I think it's time, and let's hop here on the phone. Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, Mercedes. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a great nomination from you and actually all your kids on one specific teacher.
That's right.
Talk to us about Mrs. Rogers.
Yes, Miss Rogers is just amazing. She's one of our favorites. I mean, we have many, but she definitely deserves this award. She's taught 5 out of our 6 kiddos. And so she's just been amazing with each and every one of them. And I couldn't have thought of anyone better to get this.
That is really cool, because you don't have any kids in her class right now, but she made such an impact on you and most of your kids that you still remember her and want to acknowledge her.
That's right. Yeah. So we still have 2 kiddos in the elementary school, 1 in 5th grade and 1 in 4th grade. And our 5th grader actually gets to go help out in her classroom now that he's, the big guy on campus. And so have him here to talk about her as well.
Let's talk to him. Your son's name is Colt, right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's talk to Colt. I want to hear more about his thoughts on Miss Rogers. Hi, Colt.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey. Tell us about Miss Rogers and why you think she was such a great teacher.
She was such a great teacher because she made me feel amazing, and because of her big eraser.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know what is really cool, Colt? The fact that you and your siblings, you still think about her. And I have good news. She's our October Teacher of the Month. Isn't that cool?
Yay.
Now here's the thing, guys. We have her on the phone ready to go. She thinks we're just getting information because she's been nominated, but we want you to break the news to her, okay?
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
Let's do this. Let's bring her on. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Hi, Miss Rogers.
Hello.
Good morning. It's Mercedes here from Mix 94.1. I just wanted to check in with you. You were nominated for our October Teacher of the Month.
Oh my gosh. I was very surprised. Very surprised.
Well, let me tell you, we have the people that nominated you on the phone. We have Tracy and we have Colt on the line. Say hi, guys.
Hi, Miss Rogers. Good morning.
Miss Rogers. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Colt had some very great things to say about you. Do you want to tell her what you told me?
You make me feel happy. Because of, like, the big eraser.
I have a bigger eraser now.
Well, we have some good news. Tracy and Colt, you want to let her know?
Congratulations, Miss Rogers. You are the Teacher of the Month for October. You've made such a great impact on our lives with all of our kiddos. Obviously, you've had 5 out of 6, so we had to nominate you. There's no one else that's more deserving of this award.
I'm so honored. Thank you so much. I've never had anything like that happen to me before.
Oh my gosh! Well, you've been in the district for so long. Again, there's nobody more deserving than you.
How long have you been teaching in the district, Miss Rogers?
28 years.
28 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you're an icon.
She really is. She's a staple in our home. We talk about her all the time.
I love your boys. I'm always looking for them out in the hallways.
What does winning this mean to you?
Oh my gosh. It's I don't even know what to say. It's beautiful.
Well, you really have made an impact on not just 5 out of the 6 of Tracy's kids, but so many others, and you deserve this. And for being our October Teacher of the Month, we have a $150 Visa gift card for you from Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card if you want to do something with your class, buy some supplies from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and then we have that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies for you.
Oh, thank you so much. This is such an honor. It's just nice to know that kids still remember me even after they've left the classroom.
Oh, they absolutely have, and their parents too. Let's all give it up for Miss Rogers. Woo!
Congratulations.
We love you, Miss Rogers.
Oh, I love you guys too. Thank you, Cole.
You guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
Britney Spears is trending this morning. So this is kind of disturbing, honestly. Kevin Federline, remember him, Britney's ex?
Of course.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He is dropping a new memoir next Tuesday called You Thought You Knew. And He is coming in hot on this one. He says Britney should have never been released from her conservatorship, and he claims things felt like they were heading towards something bad. He says their sons would be the ones left to deal with the pieces if things didn't change. And that's why he's speaking out. He's been telling a lot of stories. He tells one story that is already causing a lot of chaos online. He claims when the boys were younger, they would sometimes wake up in the middle of the night to find Britney just standing in the doorway holding a knife.
What?
And then she'd just walk away. Yeah, I don't know. Now, this is his word against hers or whatever. But yeah, he's really speaking out. He also tells a story about the night before he married Britney Spears. This is what he said.
Night before our wedding, I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone or something. And maybe she was like having doubts. And she told me that she was on the phone with Justin. And I took her explanation as, okay, maybe she is closing a chapter of her life. Right?
That's a hell of a red flag, though.
Oh, dude, man, you're telling me now. I was super young. I was so madly in love at that moment.
Do you think she was still in love with him?
In love, I am not sure. Sure, but not over
it. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I'm kind of speechless with all the bombshells he's dropping. I don't have a reason not to believe him, because I have to be honest, he's been pretty consistent in his parenting with those two boys. He has his own little side hustles going on, but he's never been like majorly in the public eye. It just seems like he's been really concerned about raising those two boys.
I think the backlash that people are just giving him is, oh, now that child support is over, now you want to come out with this book. Is it because you're still trying to get money off Britney? And it's hard for me to believe that sometimes, because again, he's consistent. He's been telling people about how he's worried about his boys and that she needs help. So I don't know. I really don't know what to believe right now in this moment.
Yeah, I'm kind of analyzing all of it. Yeah, and just on that note that you just mentioned about how he really wants Britney to get help, this is what he says.
I kind of have to sound the alarm that I truly feel that somehow, some way, I just wish that their mom would get help. What's going on now, and I'm not going to get into details because I'm not going to just expose her personal life, but it's 10 times worse than anything that I've said in my book. I've stayed with my mouth shut for the sake of my family. I've tried to help my sons build a relationship with their mother, and I pray to God every day that she gets the help that she needs or wakes up and realizes that you have two sons right there in front of you that are screaming for a life with you.
That just makes me so sad to hear that. And I really do believe he's coming from a genuine place. It just, you can hear the worry and the pain in his voice. I hope I'm not being duped on this one.
You can actually hear frustration, like he's been trying. And after years and years of trying to do something about it, he's coming out with this book, and maybe it's just resurfacing all again.
Yeah, Britney's team, they fired back, saying Kevin's just trying to profit now that the child support is over, like you said, and that all she cares about is her kids. The book isn't all even out yet, and it's already getting messy. I'm sure it's going to get even messier, and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ingrid, you're caller 20.
What's going on?
Good morning. And Sophia, good morning. I hear you're playing with your mom.
Yes,
let's do this, guys. Okay, we've got three categories for you to choose from this morning. Do you want to go with Cha-Ching, Old McDonald, or Sweet Dreams?
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams. Okay, National Dessert Day is, or was, yesterday. So these are all different kinds of desserts, okay?
Okay.
My specialty.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We only need 6 and 60 seconds. Are you guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
Okay.
So
all right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
On your birthday, someone usually bakes you one of these.
Birthday cake.
Yes.
Cake.
This is, so you might get 2 scoops. You might get 3 scoops.
Ice cream.
Yes.
Sunday.
On Thanksgiving, you usually eat a pumpkin one of these.
Pie.
Yes. This New York is famous for their kind of this.
Cheesecake.
Yes. This is, if you go to Dunkin', you probably will get one of these.
Donut.
Yes. This is an Italian pastry. It's got cream
in,
it's got cream inside, and it's got a hard shell and like chocolate chips on the top of it.
Wait, is it a eclair?
Not an eclair. No, let's pass. This is like a lot of fruit with a crumble on top. Peach what?
Fruit tart?
Cobbler. Cobbler, yes! Cobbler, you got it! Woo! Ingrid and Sophia, you are on it! Congratulations!
Thank you!
You are going to be joining us in our variety. We all know 6'7 is just the phrase nothing that has overtaken Gen Z, Gen Alpha, and I was talking to my daughter yesterday. She was telling me something that made me laugh so hard. I guess teachers are really trying to use 6'7 in class to seem cool. And it's not going well.
Really?
It's not going well. She's like telling us how they'll make answers to questions be 67. So people are like 6'7", or they'll say, you know, on an assignment, turn to page 67, and everyone all of a sudden will go, as soon as they say that, they'll say, oh, 6'7".
Oh my gosh.
And so we were just talking about how teachers are dropping it into lectures, just casually trying to get in on the trend, and it's just making the students cringe. And I get it though. Like, have you ever had that moment where you tried to be cool? Like, you wanted to be so cool, especially to like younger kids, and it just backfired spectacularly. 702-364-9400. I say 6'7 to her as a joke, just because I know it annoys her. Uh-huh. I do not say it to try to be cool, but my husband, he tries to use slang to be cool, and the thing he says all the time is, it's lit.
Stop. Come on, man.
He's like, oh man, this song is lit. Or like, he'll do it. It's such a funny way. Like, does anyone else try to do that? And it annoys your kids, or kids. Do you want to call your parents out for trying to be cool, but they're not? 702-364-9400.
You know what's funny? With Matt, I think he is a cool dad. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just the way that sometimes parents will say things.
Yes.
Like, my dad, he is a musician, and the way that he memorized songs back in the day was just listening to it on repeat over and over and over again. And I'll never forget, he was picking me up with my friends from school, and he was blasting this song.
Oh,
Dad! And then he's like trying to rap all the lyrics to Tupac and Dr. Dre. I'm like, all right, Dad, we get it. You're trying to be cool, showing off to me and my friends over here.
Did they think he was cool or no?
You know, I will admit it. My friends do think my dad is cool. But to me, I'm just like, this is failing miserably as a daughter, not going to lie.
That is so funny. We're getting some text here. This one, it says, as a teacher, I have found the fastest way to get kids to stop using a phrase is to have adults use it. So maybe that's why the teachers are doing it, so it's not cool anymore. Barbara?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. When did you try to be cool but failed miserably?
So I was a newly called church leader for the youth, and we went to Crystal Palace, and I thought that racing would, you know, give me some cool points, I guess. And I ended up getting third place. And as I was grabbing my winning ticket, my feet just gave out in front of me, and I got a head injury, a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. How are you doing now?
It was 6 years ago, so I'm doing fine now. It did affect my smell, my taste and my smell. But other than that, I'm golden.
Oh my gosh. Like, I hate to even laugh at that. That's a traumatic brain injury, but like, you got third.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, you sure did, girl.
Third place is kind of cool. Thanks, Barbara. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I hear you want to call your dad out for trying to be cool. What does your dad do?
He likes to say bussin', like, this coffee's bussin', and it's like really weird because he'll say it randomly in the car, and it's like, no.
Bussin'.
Is that so cringy when dads and moms try to use phrases like that?
Yes, but it's also kind of fun secretly because, like, they're like involved, and it's kind of cool. But like, aww, they'll do it.
Hey, Chris, 6'7".
6'7".
Oh my God! No, you're not getting the parents Chris to say it, Mercedes.
Chris is cringing. Thanks, Chris. Oh, my husband's on. Yo, it's lit. What's up?
6'7". It's lit, yo.
Oh my God, man! I'm cringing for your daughters right now, man. I'm telling you right now.
Come on, it's fun.
I like that you try to be cool with them, but it's just the problem with us, babe, is we're always late on these. And so by the time it gets to the parents, it's not really that cool anymore, you know?
Brooklyn's late every single day, so it's not really that lit. But hey, 6'7", I used it at the racetrack this year.
You used it at the racetrack this year? How did you use 6'7", Matt?
Oh, we were talking about positions, cars, numbers, positions.
Okay.
And of course, I'm older than some of the social media people, and so I'm like 6'7", and we got the right and left hands going.
All the way that they say 6'7".
I'll meet you by pit 6'7".
Oh my God.
I love it. I love it. Sometimes it's just, it's funny, you know, it brings it all together. Everybody, all the teachers are texting. They're saying, joke's on you. Teachers are using it to make it uncool on purpose so the kids will stop using it. Everyone's doing it. This one says, my 5-year-old learned to count in Spanish. So she says 6'7" in Spanish now. Se siete.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you are starting your day with a protein shake, thinking you're being healthy, surprise, you might be getting a side of lead with your gains. Ooh. Yeah, Consumer Reports, they tested 23 different protein powders and shakes and found that more than two-thirds had lead in one serving, more lead in one serving than what they consider safe for an entire day. So keep that in mind, because the FDA, they don't regulate supplements like protein powder. So there are no official limits on that. The brand with the highest levels during the testing was Naked Nutrition's Vegan Mass Gainer, with Huel Black Edition coming in second. So basically, some of us are out here trying to, you know,
be healthy, get our protein quotient for the day, and then we may end up glowing in the dark. Who knows? Consumer Reports is now asking the FDA to set strict limits. Until then, maybe read those labels a little closer. I don't know, eat a chicken breast or something.
Instead of chicken tender. Don't you drink a protein drink?
I do, but I don't use the powder. It's a pre-made drink. I don't know if that makes any difference, but yeah, it's not an actual powder that I use. But yeah, every single day, that's my breakfast. I have a protein shake right away.
Oh my, I can't even tell you the last time I had a protein drink. I've been trying to... I've been dealing with my acne, and one of the things is like whey you want to stay away from.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't had a protein drink in forever. I will tell you, though, I don't think it's the whey that's causing my acne.
So you can go back to it, but yeah. You just want to stay away from the powders
exactly.
For right now. Also, this morning, today is Global Hand Washing Day, which I guess is a thing. I did not know that. A new survey found 77% of Americans say they have seen someone walk out of a public restroom without washing their hands.
Ooh.
And if you've ever been at the sink giving someone that kind of mirror side eye while they just breezed out, you're definitely not alone. Here's the kicker. 85% of women say they always wash their hands compared to just 77% of men. And 45% admit to sometimes just rinsing with water only. No soap. Men, again, are most likely to be the soap skippers. 75% of dads think their kids wash their hands enough, but only half of moms agree, which honestly, I feel like that checks out. I feel like I'm always telling my kids to go wash their hands.
I feel like I'm constantly telling my husband to wash his hands before he eats. I think he forgets. I'm like, please wash your hands. He goes, oh yeah. And I'll catch him just doing a little rinse. I'm like, dude, use soap, please. It's so disgusting.
It's so funny at my house, like when we go to the bathroom, I don't like to wash my hands in the bathroom sink for some reason because you get water droplets all over the counter and this and that. So walk out and then I go to the kitchen and I wash my hands. And they think that is the weirdest thing. So I'll come out of the bathroom and they're like, you didn't wash your hands. I'm like, I'm literally going to wash my hands right now. But I don't. Does anyone else like not want to mess up their stuff? So you go somewhere. I don't want to mess up my bathroom.
I know what you mean. And because there's a certain, well, we have different types of hand soaps in different parts of the sink. The hand soap in the bathroom is my favorite. The kitchen hand soap right now is not. I got to replace it, or I just, once we're done, I'm not getting that soap ever again. I get it.
That is funny. I do have favorite soaps in my house, too.
We're weird.
That is really bizarre. Finally, this morning, a woman that was visiting Las Vegas claims she was charged over $200 at Paris, Las Vegas for not raiding the mini bar, but for unplugging the mini bar. So her name's Sharina Butler, and she says that her son needed to charge his phone. So he unplugged that tray that has all the stuff. What they didn't notice was there was a little card there that I guess that warns about a $56 per day fee that you will get if you unplug it. So when she complained, the staff pulled out a blown up version of the warning. She shared the whole thing on TikTok, and a lot of people say that they've run into the same thing here in Las Vegas, like little charges that you get for unplugging things or for moving things. And she blocked the charge with her bank. I don't know what's the moral of the story here? Just watch out for all of these little, I don't want to say scams. I mean, it sounds like it was up there, but why would you have to charge someone $60 if they unplugged something?
This is okay. I'm trying to validate this as the hotel. Is it because there are things in there that could expire? Like if there's dairy products or if there's drinks, like if that thing unplugs for a few days, it might go bad and that costs money.
Well, I think this is not the refrigerator. This is the tray.
Remind me the tray. Like what's in the tray?
Usually on the tray that I see, there's like a jar of gummy bears and there's like chips and snack mix and then a little love kit. Those on the counter, there's all that stuff.
I remember visiting my cousin in town. I'm like, what is this? He's like, I swear to you, it came with the hotel.
Okay? That is not much.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Kristen, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Are you ready to play the Mega Minute?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, are you doing this solo today? Do you have someone helping you out?
Yes. No, it's just me and my little baby, so it's just me.
Oh, okay. Little baby. If you know the answer, yell it out. No.
I know. The little baby's like, meh.
Yeah, hey, you never know. One of the questions could be like, what sound does a baby make? Meh. Yes.
See?
You never know. All right, Kristen, here's the deal. We've got 10 questions for you. We've got 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and you are going to win these tickets for Cyndi Lauper. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
All right, Kristen, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back
to see. Baby's talking.
See, the baby is ready. All right, Kristen, let's do this because the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Daylight saving time begins in March and ends in what month?
Oh, my God. In November.
Yes. What TV show? What TV show is associated with the paper company Dunder Mifflin?
Pass.
What singer is known for their album and hit song Thriller?
Michael Jackson.
Yes. What candy slogan is "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers.
Yes. What 1994 movie is the line "All righty then" from?
Skip.
Joey Fatone was a member of which boy band?
Oh, pass.
Leatherface is a villain in which horror movie?
Chainsaw Massacre.
Judges?
That's fine.
Yes. So what does the N in ESPN stand for?
Pass.
Nick Cannon is the host of which singing show?
Wild and Out?
No. What do you call a doctor who special?
That's time.
Honestly, like Wild and Out, did they sing on Wild and Out?
They rap and they do sing.
I would give you that one, yeah. Even though it was the masked singer that we were talking about. But you know, like technically, I think you would have an argument for that one, so we would give that to you. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough, Kristen. I'm so sorry. I don't know. Like the baby was not helping you out at all.
I was waiting for an answer from the baby. Not gonna lie.
So let's see. The TV show that's associated with the paper company Dunder Mifflin, that's The Office. The 1994 movie with the line "All righty then," that is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Joey Fatone was a member of which boy band? That's NSYNC. The N in ESPN stands for network. And yeah, we didn't even make it to all 10. Those were some tough questions, Kristen, not going to lie. So you gave it your best shot. I'm sorry we couldn't make you a winner, but that means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Cyndi Lauper at the Coliseum at Caesars when she brings her residency here next year. You are going to be there too. Caller 20 gets the tickets, 702-364-9400.
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
All right, so ChatGPT and AI is really just becoming a part of our everyday lives, like it or not. And Walmart, they just made it one step easier to accidentally buy things you don't need at 2 a.m. They're teaming up with OpenAI to let shoppers browse and buy Walmart products directly inside ChatGPT with a new feature called Instant Checkout. So now, instead of leaving the chat to go to their website, you can just type things in like best mattress under $1,000 or gift for someone who says they don't want anything, but clearly does. And then boom, you can buy it right there.
Wow.
In the app. Yeah, Walmart's calling this agentic commerce, which is their way of saying they want to anticipate your needs before you even finish typing it. And they already use internal AI assistance. It's named Sparky. And now they're opening the door to customers too. So the feature is going to be available for Sam's Club members. So basically you can go from thinking about a blender to I own a blender in like 4 seconds.
That is actually crazy. And it's also really dangerous because there's already parents that accidentally, their kids will be on their phone and then all of a sudden there's 2,000 little car toys up in their front door. Imagine this with Walmart.
Yeah, I'm really like starting to turn against ChatGPT and all this. I was talking to my daughter. She, her job at school, she's a writing assistant. So people come in, and they have to, they get help from her writing their papers and this and that. And she's like, AI is taking over. She's like, and we're not allowed to help you with your papers if it's AI generated. And they have specific things that they can tell if it's AI generated. And she had someone come in and she's like, hey, you can't accuse them of using AI, but you, there's questions you can ask to get them to kind of admit it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, this girl was like, yeah, I use them. And she's like, okay, we can't, we got to start fresh. I hope you don't mind. And she says it's really scary, especially if they start using ChatGPT. Like ChatGPT is biased. It's very biased.
For sure.
Now imagine it starts using that bias in bad ways. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Propaganda, stuff like that. And I just, yeah, I'm starting to feel the turn against it.
Yeah, you for sure have to have like, really, you like when you use it, you have to use it as a guide, not as like 100%. Here's a copy, here's a paste into like schoolwork. Like when it comes to schoolwork, that's where I'm like, you guys, this is how you're going to pass, you know, college or high school. I wouldn't rely on that.
People aren't thinking for themselves anymore. They, like people don't know how to think for themselves. They're like, oh, let me go to ChatGPT. It's like, oh my gosh, this is really bad.
You have a brain. Use
it. Also this morning, there's a new survey out from Monster that has found that 80% of employees say their workplace is toxic.
Ooh.
80%.
That's large.
That is a lot. That is up from 67% just last year.
No kidding?
Yeah. So if you've ever sat in a meeting, like praying for a fire drill or something, you're not alone. 93% of people say their employers are not supporting their mental health, and more than half say they'd rather quit than stay in a toxic environment. When they were asked what causes it, the top answers were just a toxic work culture, bad managers, lack of growth, increased workload, and staffing shortages. So yeah, a lot of people are just, they're so fed up. They pass on promotions, they turn down raises, or even give up vacation days if it meant escaping that toxic environment.
I hate the word toxic because it makes it seem like, oh my God, they're manipulating you. That's when I like my where my brain goes. Mm-hmm. But when you're telling us like, oh, you know, staff shortages, that's everywhere.
And
the economy that we have, and then what, you're in a toxic quote unquote work environment, and then you might quit. Well, then where are you going to go? Because unemployment is so high.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think you're kind of trapped in staying sometimes in jobs you don't want just because you have to pay your bills, obviously. But it's just the fact that 80% feel like their workplace is toxic. That's the largest number I've ever seen on a survey like that. So that's kind of scary. Finally, this morning, get ready to feel like you should be clutching your Tamagotchi and renting a VHS for movie night. There's a new survey that found that a lot of young adults today have absolutely no idea what many 90s staples are.
Oh my gosh.
I know. This is gonna make you feel really
okay.
Old. So 60% of Gen Z does not know what the Yellow Pages are. We actually talked to my daughter about that.
Yes.
And she kind of knew, but not like 100%. 75% have never experienced the sweet screeching sound of dial-up internet.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Some didn't even recognize floppy disks, disposable cameras. And like, these are people like right now that just like have no idea. They were also stumped by, this is a big one, I don't know, did you ever have an overhead projector in your classroom?
Of course we had an overhead. I'm seeing the videos
of
people going around on the streets. Have you seen these videos?
No.
Okay, so there's this guy on the streets on TikTok or Instagram, and he's showing a picture of college students, a picture of an overhead projector. And he goes, what is this? And they're like, what is, I've never seen that in my life.
My
and it makes me feel so old.
Seriously. Here's the twist, though. This might make you feel better. Some 90s icons did break through. 71% still associate the decade with the Spice Girls.
Yes!
Spice Girls have punched through. More than half remember Blockbuster videos, Saturday morning cartoons. 42% still link those to the decade too. But even with all the, you know, high-tech gadgets and stuff that's out now, 69% of people say that tech was way more fun back then.
Yes.
Compared to now.
Because it was simpler. I don't know where everyone was at every single second of the day. Meanwhile, I have like 35 people on my Find My Friends, which I love and stalk all the time.
when it comes to something, I don't know the etiquette, and I don't want to give like bad advice on something that my daughter's been dealing with, but like, what are your thoughts on this? So if someone's having a birthday and they have a party, whose job is it to throw the party and pay for the party? Now, I know that's pretty general. Let me kind of explain here.
Okay.
So my daughter's friend, her birthday is this week, and she and their other friends have already kind of rolled out the red carpet. They got her like balloons and breakfast and gifts, and they're taking her out for a night of just like a couple of cocktails because it's like midweek, right?
Yeah.
And so she's like living her best birthday life, and then she all of a sudden tells them, hey, I want to throw a beach party this weekend.
Sure, so she's initiating
the birthday
party.
Girl.
The birthday girl, okay.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I really want to throw a birthday party like on the beach this weekend. And they're like, cool, okay, well, we'd love to celebrate with you. Absolutely, you know, let us know if you need any help. Well, key word here, help. Because fast forward to the very next day, they get this spreadsheet from her.
Like a Google spreadsheet?
It's like an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, geez.
And it's got inspo pics. It's got lists of what needs to buy. It's essentially a sign-up sheet. And she sends it and says, sign up for what you are going to bring to the party. And it's like, this thing is like Coachella on sand. I was like, what is going on? I just sent you the inspo pics.
Okay.
It's like flowers and tables and champagne.
Oh my God. Is that Aperol Spritz right there?
I don't know. Probably.
Jeez.
Then she even sent a picture of the cake she wants. And it's not just a cake. It's the cake. She says, this is the cake I would like. Now that's insinuating like you guys are going to get this for me, right? And my daughter's like, we already did like the thing. What's going on? So now they're all scrambling because they're college kids. They don't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that's on this inspo board. And the girl is not signing up for anything. She just sent it to all of them and said, hey, have at it. What can you guys bring? So my daughter bought like a bunch of that Martinelli's champagne.
Okay.
Like that was on the list. And she bought paper plates and she brought napkins and she bought all this stuff at Costco the other day. But like, no one else is signing up for stuff. So like, that's my question. If you're having a party, is it your friend's job to throw the party for you? Or should you throw the party? Because whenever I have a birthday and I have the party, I pay for it. I don't expect anyone to pay for it or put it on for me. Am I wrong on that? Or what do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
I am just so... Well, my question here is, did in some way, maybe your daughter or her friends ask, hey, is there anything else you want to do for your birthday? On top of everything else that they already did, was there some sort of communication that insinuated, oh, okay, maybe I can ask for more?
No, they thought that the party, that the little small one that they did for her, they thought that was it. And then she was like, all of a sudden, hey, it would be so fun if we celebrated my birthday at the beach. I want to have a party out there. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, like totally cool. Like, but now here I am. I told her, I said, you got to just tell her before this gets out of hand. You got to tell her that, hey, you have a limited budget and you have already contributed and you got to help out. And she's afraid. She's like, yeah. I don't want her to get mad at me for saying that, which I understand. But at that age, they don't like confrontation at all.
And where is this coming from the girl? Like, is this birthday girl, like, all of a sudden, like, is this, what sparked this inspiration for a beach picnic?
I think she's kind of wants to be like an influencer. And I think social media has a lot to do with it. That's just my theory. I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Grayson, good morning. Birthday parties, who pays?
I think she should pay. Absolutely, 100%.
Or even just contribute, right? I mean, I don't know why she's kind of like sitting back and saying like,
yeah,
here's what I want. You guys should get it for me. Yeah, I agree. Christy, good morning. What do you think?
I totally think that she needs to be paying.
But how do you ask someone, hey, we don't want to do this, you pay? Like, how do you say that without getting in a fight?
I would be upfront. I would say, you know what? I'm so excited you want to have a party. That's great. It's a good idea. Let's do it. And then, but, you know, you're going to have to pay for most of it because of what you want.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Did you get the pictures I sent you?
Yeah, it's really crazy to see, like, this is like Coachella on the sand. You can see, like, the cut up fruit. You can see up the pictures of the sunset. And, like, the way that she's envisioning it, and I hate to say this and assume, but it sounds like she wants to be that social media influencer and just do it for the pictures and not really for the celebration with her friends.
Yeah, I feel like the celebration, like, already happened. It was really thoughtful. There was a lot that went into it. You're someone that has thrown parties for friends before.
Absolutely.
Like, how was it determined that you are going to pay for it? Was it your idea? If it's your idea to throw the party, then you pay for it? Oh, or
for sure. If it's my idea, I plan on having it, planning the location. I plan on asking, or not asking, but, you know, paying for the food. And then if it's like, you know, the little extra stuff, like if they're getting alcohol or stuff, I'm very clear cut. Like, hey, you guys got to pay for your own alcohol. I am so about communicating when it comes to these group events. And that's my next question is, how many people plan on going to this party?
I think it's like 25 that they're planning. And my daughter just bought the non-alcoholic champagne. There's champagne on the list, and it's not just any champagne. It's Veuve.
Oh my God, that's like $500.
It's expensive champagne. It's not just like the Martini and Rossi Asti Spumante here. Oh my gosh, who's going to buy all of this? And so she is like really stressed out about this. And I told her to blame it on me. I said,
what?
I said, blame it on me. Say that I found out about this and I set a budget for you and you cannot spend any more than this. Make me the bad guy. I don't care. Like, it's totally fine.
Where's the birthday girl's parents in all this? Shouldn't the parents be paying for that?
She actually made a comment about that. She goes, yeah, if you need my parents, I can ask them to pay for some of it. And they're all like, yeah, that would be great. But she hasn't done that.
Oh my gosh, this girl is insane.
Yeah, could you send us like two cases of, okay, thanks, bye.
And $2,000. Thank you very much. Listen.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding
you. Again? Again?
For the third time now. Third time's a charm.
Oh my gosh. Steph and I are talking off the air, and you had made a comment the other day that one of your friends is getting married, and you're like, I'm sitting here wondering if they'll ask me to be in the wedding, one of the bridesmaids. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure it'll happen. And that did happen. But on a whole new level, what's going on?
Yes, so yesterday I FaceTimed with one of my good friends, and we've been best friends since like middle school. And yeah, Mercedes, I was telling you, I'm like, my friend's wedding is coming up in June. I haven't gotten to save the date. I haven't anything. I just know it's in June. So when we FaceTime, I'm like, hey girl, you know, just confirming, you know, your wedding's on, I don't know, June 20, whatever. And she goes, yes, I know I've been slacking on some things, on save the dates. We're taking our engagement photos this weekend. But there's something I need to tell you. When she told me that, honestly, I was thinking she was pregnant. Oh. I was like, oh my God, she's going to be pregnant. She's going to have to deal with this with the... I was wrong. The reason why she wanted to talk to me is because she wanted to ask me to be her matron of honor.
Oh my gosh, not just a bridesmaid, the actual matron of honor.
And it's different. Like, they're totally different roles. Bridesmaid, that's like the fun. That's like the party. But the matron of honor, that is the person. That is the go-to girl for anything with the bride for the wedding.
Which is really the highest form of compliment. If you think about it, you're the one that they are putting all their trust in. They think that you are the most responsible, and they feel like they're the closest to you. I don't think you just make someone the matron of honor like, oh, she'll do a good job at that. I think you do it because you really have a bond with them.
Well, for sure. And I didn't expect to be... I've never been a bridesmaid. I've only been a matron of honor.
You've never been just a plain old bridesmaid?
No, I was my matron of honor for my best friend Jessica's wedding. I was matron of honor for my sister-in-law's wedding. And now I'm doing it for my friend since middle school.
Oh my gosh.
But here's the thing that got me. And I felt a little... maybe guilt or just, I don't know, not shame, but just a little weirdness when she told me. So she has a sister, and her sister is about 8 years older than her. They grew up kind of like her sister kind of raised her more than they were really like truly, you know, best friends, right? But still, she made her sister also a matron of honor, but she told me she wants me to be in charge of everything. She wants me to be the one that stands right next to her during the wedding and not her sister. And I'm feeling like, isn't that the sister's responsibility? I'm not going to say no, of course, but I just feel a little bit of guilt.
Well, are they close?
I would say they've gotten a lot closer the past few years.
But they're not as close as you two.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, do you go old school and say, hey, family first? Or do you go based on actual relationship? You know, it's tricky. Have you ever been in a situation where maybe you promoted someone to a higher level as far as like wedding party goes or just a position in life? 702-364-9400. Maybe you asked your friends to be godparents instead of your brother, or maybe you had your sister just be a bridesmaid and you made your friend the matron of honor. Like, is that crossing a line? Do you need to do the family first thing? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. There might be a little bit of hard feelings with the sister, but maybe she understands. Maybe she's like, hey, we're not as close as the two of you.
That's true. I think right now, and it's obviously I've only known for a day that I'm going to be her matron of honor, but I think I'm going to tread lightly when it comes to like the family stuff or when it comes to the bachelorette. I'm of course honored to be that main person, but I think there is a difference between knowing the role and knowing boundaries with family, especially her sister, who's like a second mom to her.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in. I'm trying to think, like, one of my brothers I'm close with, the other one not so much. If we were having some sort, it's different because, you know, he's a guy, like he wouldn't be in my wedding party, but I would have no problem like putting him as like a groomsman and not the best man.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. That's just me. But you don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah.
At the same time. Let's talk to Keisha. Keisha, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. So I got married back in 23, and I have two childhood best friends. One is a guy, one is a girl. And I made them my man and matron of honor over both of my sisters. But both of my sisters were bridesmaids. I think it's just depends on your relationship.
Were your sisters upset about that?
No, not at all.
Oh, see, they'll probably be okay with it. That's good to know. I think everyone kind of knows their place in your life. And unless there's like a mom dictating who needs to be where, like, you know, moms are like, you need to have your third cousin be a part of this or whatever. It doesn't sound like that's an issue.
The thing I worry about is I told you, well, James and I, we eloped and we never really had a big wedding. But we do plan on having a wedding maybe in the next 3 years. Who am I going to have as my matron of honor? All three of them?
Oh my gosh, you are going to have to pick. You're going to have to rank them.
No, I'm not. Don't help me. Can I just pull out of a bucket?
Oh my goodness, what are you going to do?
Like, okay, there's my best friend Jessica, my sister-in-law Christine, and now my best friend Lissa. Who am I going to have stand right next to me if I had to choose? That is so tough to me. I can't even decide.
I've decided for you.
Okay.
Jessica, Christine, Lissa.
Why?
Well, Jessica's your best friend.
Okay.
Christine is the sister-in-law. Love her. But, you know, Jessica's your best friend. And she knows that. Lissa, you were late to the party, girl. You were the last one.
It's a chronological order here.
Yes.
Who was married first?
Jessica has to be first. I know your best friend, Jessica. She is your ride or die. She's got to be first. You got to do it.
Oh, you're biased, though, because you know Jessica and you don't know Alyssa.
Well, you know, it's just, I think it's funny you're another matron of honor. You're like Netflix. You're a subscription service at this point.
I'm going to put this on my resume. If it's something doesn't happen with radio, hey, I've been a matron of honor 3 times, baby. Come and get me.
You're the Tom Brady of weddings.
Hey, next time it's officiant. I want to be an officiant next. No more matron of honor.
You're a permanent matron of honor.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Lucy, you're caller 20.
Yay.
Let's do this. We've got your tickets for the Wanted 2.0 at the M Resort. Pick a category. Do you want to go with play ball, top it off, or booked and busy?
Let's do booked and busy.
Booked and busy. I love it. Ew. I have the same sentiment. I'm like, yeah. All right, booked and busy. October is National Book Month. These are all things associated with books. Are you a big reader, Lucy?
Oh, shoot. No.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. All we need is six. Just think books, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
If you want to check out a book, you go to this place.
The library.
Yes. If you want to have your spot in the book, so you know where to go back to.
Bookmark.
Yes. This is, if I need to look up a word, I used to get this big book to look it up in the...
A dictionary.
Yes. Oh, man, I can't see. The words are too close. I'm going to have to put on a pair of these.
Glasses.
What kind of glasses?
Reading glasses.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to get the hardcover. Instead, I'll get the cheaper version.
Paperback.
Yes. This is this. Oh gosh, I'm going to pass that one. When you're done with one, you turn this to go to the next one.
Page.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Very good, Lucy. I told you, no problem. I skipped story. I don't even like.
I thought you were gonna start rapping the Will, the Fresh Prince.
Oh
now
my god!
This is
a blank. All about
yeah,
how.
I really thought you were gonna rap. I'm like, she is such a genius.
That did. Yeah, I am not a genius. I should have thought of that. That was brilliant. Lucy, congratulations. You're going to see The Wanted.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
Oh my gosh, I am crying right now.
Oh
I'm
no.
So sorry.
What's wrong?
I just saw something that just made me cry. I just sent it to you. Does anybody watch Dancing with the Stars?
Are you talking about Robert Irwin?
I'm talking about Robert Irwin. Why am I crying? And Zach and the Efron. What? Not Zac Efron.
The other one.
His brother. Gosh,
yes.
Why? Dylan Efron.
Yes.
Is oh my gosh! I just watched their dances from this week. I'm like a casual viewer of Dancing with the Stars. Like I know what's going on and I didn't see the dances this week. So I was just scrolling and because this first story in the Hot 3 is about Instagram and I was looking to see if they change their settings, and this Robert Irwin dance comes on, and I guess last night was dedication night.
Yes.
Or this week, and Robert Irwin did this dance for his mom. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. This song.
Stop.
And so he starts out dancing with his partner. And then at the very end, she makes a turn and the camera loses them for a second. It comes back and it's his mom standing there with him in the dance. I'm crying.
No, it's not.
Why?
That is so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And then Dylan Efron did this dance with his little sister. He was dedicating it to her. And this little girl is like dancing with him and they're dancing to this song. Rewrite the Stars.
Oh my God.
You guys.
The song choices are killing me.
This is like, I am so emotional right now. I didn't think this show would get me like that. Is anybody else watching? Did you guys cry? I mean, watching it live, I would have lost it. I'm just seeing clips on social media.
I saw the clip of them. I hadn't seen the dance yet, but I saw the after. You know when the judges talk about it?
Yes.
And like Derek Huff was getting emotional with Robert Irwin's
really?
Dance.
Oh, I have to go back and watch that.
You could see Robert Irwin getting emotional and then his dance partner is getting emotional. I'm like, okay, this is something I need to go back and watch.
I know. That was, wow. Unbelievable. Okay, sorry. Back to Instagram. Yes, Instagram is getting a PG-13 makeover in an effort to make the platform safer for teens. They're rolling out new protections that make the app feel more like a movie with parental guidance, I guess. The changes are going to block teen users from seeing or chatting with adult accounts that post age inappropriate content. So whatever that may be. The move comes after a lot of backlash and even congressional pressure over teen safety, because Instagram's trying to prove that it can protect the young users without losing them to other platforms.
That's going to be tough to regulate. I think that it's a great idea, but one of my biggest fears is having a child and having them be on social media way too young.
Yeah, and you can, unless you personally vet every single person, then there's ways to get around.
You know how many Finstas my friends have?
Seriously.
And it's so innocent. Imagine the people that don't think that way. Like, I don't trust people. I don't.
You know, for sure. Also this morning, some sad news. The music world is mourning the loss of Grammy-winning neo-soul pioneer D'Angelo. He died after what his family called a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. He was only 51 years old. I don't know. I felt like he really helped shape kind of a genre with it. It was 1995, right? Brown Sugar, the album that won the Grammy. And he took a long break. Then he returned in 2014 with Black Messiah. He earned even more Grammys. So, and he did lots of collaborations, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Questlove. And he was actually working on new music before his passing. So there's a lot of tributes that are pouring in for him, but definitely an icon.
I always remember that video, that iconic video of him naked.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I was like, he got a good look at the body,
yes,
D'Angelo.
He did. Finally, this morning, turns out some childhood fears never go away. A new survey found that 29% of American adults admit they're still afraid of the dark.
Hmm.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I don't think I'm afraid of the dark. No, you?
No, I'm not. I'm. Who's afraid of the dark? Anyone want to admit it? 24% say they even sleep with a nightlight. 10% just keep the lights on altogether. And get this, men are more likely to admit it than women.
What?
So yeah, on the flip side, 28% of people say they love watching like scary movies, which you should probably watch in the dark, makes them a little more scary. That they also find that after a scary movie, 28% of people say they're more likely to wake up in the middle of the night. You said you kept waking up in the middle of the night. Did you watch something scary before bed last night?
Did I watch something scary last night before bed? No, we watched Twitches. You know Twitches with Tia and Tamara Mowry?
No.
That's a Disney Channel movie. I wouldn't say it's scary, but there is something scary in the movie. It's called The Darkness. So maybe I was thinking of The Darkness with really bad CGI.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know how I got roped into it, but I watched another episode of that monster Ed Gein story.
I thought you were going to stop that show.
I was gonna, but curiosity got the best of me. Is anyone else watching it? It is so deranged. This guy, I told you how he inspired the movie Psycho, and then someone texted and said he inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre too, which I'm finally on that part where they show what he did to inspire that movie.
I don't want
to
know.
Guy was a lunatic.
I love our different genres of scary movies. There's Twitches.
Tia and Tamara.
And then there's a psycho killer.
I'm watching Mass Murderer Ed Gein. Yeah, I think I go with your choice better. It's Mixed 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know how certain things people do in texts just like make your blood pressure spike immediately? Like they're tiny little letters, but there's like so much passive aggressiveness behind them. And there's one thing that Gen Z is apparently roasting millennials for. Steph, I know you have some thoughts on this.
Yeah, there's something going viral right now where Gen Z is telling millennials to stop using LOL in their text messages. And not gonna lie, I'm a little offended. I guess because LOL is outdated, it gives them the ick. Excuse me? I use LOL all the time. And I do it for like things that aren't even necessary, like something serious. I'll be like, someone will be like, hey, you wanna come out this weekend? No, sorry, in hibernation mode, LOL. Just to like soften the blow a little bit. So it makes me a little sad that Gen Z is telling us to stop using LOL because we technically invented LOL.
Well, I agree with that. And I am like you. I kind of revert to it to soften the blow on things or just let someone know that this is all in good fun. And that's a thing. Like, okay, whatever you say, Gen Z, we'll all stop using LOL. At the end of the day, it's our comfort punctuation, right?
Yes. But
that's what we do. You can say the harshest thing in the world, but if you put LOL at the very end of it, now it's like, oh, it's not so bad.
Yes. I mean, like, honestly, putting LOL in my text messages, it's part of my DNA. I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to keep on doing it. So if you're upset and if that instantly annoys you, don't text me. Just call me.
Or if you guys promise to give up Slay, we'll let go of LOL.
Do your daughters use Slay?
That's how they refer to the like of, oh, I got paid today. Slay. The thing that I do on text that I think annoys people, and I have to admit I got it from my daughter because I think it says everything but it says nothing. Like if I have no response to something, here, let me text it to you.
Okay.
I know it's in my most recent emojis. If I have no response to something, like I'm like too just like gobsmacked to even say anything, I just text a single emoji.
Stop.
And it's just a person. It's just a girl standing. And yeah. Like, that's like, I have no response. Like, oh, so-and-so said this and oh, they're so annoying. And I'm just like, I just send the single emoji. That's what I think is probably annoying to people.
That is actually really funny. Like, it's actually like one of those things where, you know, when words can't describe something, so you send an emoji. This standing emoji of a woman is brilliant. I'm stealing this.
If you told me like the boss just called me to go in his office, I would send you this. Like,
what does this even mean?
It's just like, oh gosh.
Like, what does this translate to? We will never know.
It's like no words. That's basically what it means. I have no words. Here I am just standing here with no words.
There is something that annoys me when people text dot dot dot. When people text,
oh, an ellipsis?
Yes. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's called an ellipsis.
Oh, well, that annoys the heck out of me.
Oh no, do I don't? I don't think
you've ever sent.
I don't. Okay.
At least to me, but there are some people like.
Oh, in a text.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant just in regular life if they type it.
Oh no, like if you see someone typing and those dots come up, that's different. I'm talking about when you're literally saying dot 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 and you send dot dot dot.
Oh.
Like let's say like. They ask me a question like, hey, what was that drink you ordered at Starbucks? I don't respond. Then they go dot, dot, dot. Like they're waiting for me to respond. I'm like, dude, give me a second to respond. I just feel like it's passive aggressive. And yeah, like just be patient. I will text you. Give me a second.
It's kind of like you need to hurry up and give me an answer.
Yes, exactly. That.
Oh, yeah, that one, I don't get that one as much. But the one that I know I send to you that I know drives you crazy is when I respond to things with the word sure. Oh my God, Mercedes, I tried to contain myself when you text me sure.
What? I cannot figure out what is wrong with sure as sure, a response.
Sure is a low blow response. Like, you need to tell me yes or no, not sure. When you say sure, I don't know what you mean. Do you like it? Do you not like it? What is sure?
I in my mind am saying sure. Like, would we like to interview so-and-so? Sure. That sounds great.
When
sure.
you say sure, I'm like, she doesn't really want to interview this person, but she sounds like she has to.
Sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.